Hello all, and welcome to a very late episode of Dependisplaining. Welcome. This is Jen. If you couldn't recognize my voice, you might be hearing my refrigerator in the background. I am doing the best I can right now, okay? Okay. So it's been a really long time. I know. It's been a really long time. And I don't even know where to begin. So this episode is just going to be kind of a life update. As you can tell, it's just me, my dear, dear, dear friend, Veronica, my BFF. She is really busy. Like, you know, life. Life is crazy. And it's just, there's too much going on. You know what I mean? You want to do all the things, and you really have a vision to be able to do all the things, but that's just not how life works, okay? We should know this as military spouses. That is not how life works. That is not how things work. Oh, well, you can hear that car in the background too. Yeah, I'm going to update you all on everything that has been going on in the last like year and a half, as I think that's as long as it's been. Yeah, since we've been back. I don't know. So we've always just hidden, I guess, kind of hidden where we've been living, you know. As most of you know, as military spouses, you know, we have to follow OPSEC, and it's more for the fact of like protecting our significant other that's in the military more than anything else. Of course, I would love to share with you exactly where I am all the time and tell you how wonderful and amazing everything is, but that's not the truth. As you guys know, we don't always like everywhere we go. But everywhere you go, there you are. So yeah, where I am and where Veronica is miles upon miles upon miles. And the time zones and stuff, they are hard to work with. They're really hard. Now, I get to talk to her like almost on a regular basis because thank God for Marco Polo. Seriously, Marco Polo is like the best friend's version of podcasting. Literally, I will listen to all of my friends' Marco Polos more than I listen to podcasts. Not only that, but I get to see their faces too. Now, I know there's video podcasting and all that stuff too. I'm not that fancy. I am just here so you can hear my voice. That's it. But that is how I'm so lucky and grateful that I get to keep in touch, because like I'll send her Marco Polo, but she's probably sleeping. Then she'll send me one, and it's usually in the evening time when, you know, the family is home from school and work, and, you know, we're just going about our usual evening routines of dinner and getting ready, watching a show, and going to bed. And repeat. So that's just a little backstory of that. And you might just be hearing me on my own for the time being, which, you know, I'm fun. Okay. I'm fun. So I'm just going to kind of bring you random shit, just literally random shit that comes out of my mouth. Sometimes I will prepare myself for stories or whatnot. Not going to guarantee that it's going to be our usual stuff of murder. I love murder still, but not committing murder. Calm down. But I do like watching true crime documentaries like everybody else in the world. So that's where I'm at. I don't know exactly what will come about this, and I don't know how many times I'm going to do it in a month. We were doing it once a week, and that turned out to be hard. Although before I PCS'd, we were a lot closer. Our time zone was really easy. It was literally an hour. But again, you guys, life. Life kicked my ass. I'm not even joking. So here we go. We're getting into it now. So I recently PCS'd here in the summer. So in July. It was great. We came back stateside. We've been overseas for the last 6 years, which was absolutely amazing. except for COVID, of course. Like we've always talked about, just likes to ruin everything you do. So when we moved from England to Guam, where we were before here, it was not that great. Guam was great. The beaches were amazing. And the culture and everything with it is just, I mean, you, it's beautiful. And the fact that I got to live there is just, you know, it still gets to me. So this is not a damper onto Guam at all. It's just my living experience and things that I went through and the struggles. The struggle was real. And I would talk to Veronica about it all the time. And I mean, I really struggled. I had a hard time. I had a few friends. Again, I know it's the friends I made in England, I will always compare to everyone I meet. I can't help it. I met the most amazing people and I had the best community ever. It was like the four musketeers of us, of me, Veronica, Kai, and Lindsay. Just amazing. Like just amazing. Just amazing. Traveling together and hanging out all the time and just, you know, get-togethers and dinners. And, you know, they took care of me when my husband was gone a lot on TDYs and I was by myself a lot. And my kids were a lot younger then too. And it's the community you always hope for to have. And that's, I got spoiled. And I was hoping that's what I was going to find when we got to Guam, because Guam is so small, so tiny. Now, there's an Air Force base and a Navy base, but they're very far apart from each other, even though the island is very small. It's you can't even imagine until you're actually there. I don't know if it's just the road system makes it take so long to get to places, but it's far. So I was working at the elementary school. I got really lucky to get in during COVID and when they started to open up again. And I just was working, you know, I wanted to have a job this time around. And lucky enough, we were living like right down the road. So I got to walk to work every day. And it was Guam, is beautiful, 85 degrees every day. We would have downpours and that sucked, walking to work that way. We only had one car and my husband would take it to work. He worked a lot farther away than I did. So it only made sense. And yeah, dude, walking into school when you're soaking wet is just not fun. It was not fun. There was one time I got so wet. I was wearing jeans and they were so soaked. I did not dry off until I got home at the end of the day. It was a long day. With that, I loved my job. I loved the people I got to work with. Got to switch over to kindergarten and I got to work with kindergartners, and that was a lot I thought was going to be a lot better for me too, because I was really stressed out working in special education just because I was one-on-one with a special student and that really took a lot out of me. And then I moved to kindergarten and it was going pretty well. I don't know. I really don't know. I just wasn't happy. It stressed me out a lot. There was a lot of things that I had to do beyond just being a educational aide. And it's not to anyone's fault. It's just how things worked out. You know, I don't know if it's like a DoDEA thing, but we were always low on subs. And being in kindergarten, when you're low on subs, you're kind of like the bottom of the barrel. So you wouldn't really get a substitute unless there was enough to go around. So, and because the aides are in the classroom all day working with the teacher, working with the kids, know the routine, it was just easier to allow them to take over, kind of, you know what I mean? Like just take over and do the work. And it's understandable. I mean, I get it, but I don't know, you guys. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it was the admin on top of it. Now, listen, we had some really great admin, especially when I first started, just phenomenal people that came in. I'm not going to talk bad about anyone, even the one I wasn't too fond of. But I will say it just speaks volumes when you are supposed to be the highest ranking person in the school and you can't even bother to say hi to a staff member, no matter who they are, whether they're a teacher, custodian, cafeteria worker, or an aide, a para. And you can't even say hi, even when you're introduced by one of the other admin, you still can't even like acknowledge that person. Like, it speaks volumes. So I will just say that my thoughts on this person were not already great because of that interaction. And they just, I mean, things that were done and said and stuff throughout the school year and everything just continued to kind of just show that while she had some really great ideas and I know she was doing some really great things for the school, there was just still a lot of things that were going on that I didn't really like. Nobody really liked, so nobody appreciated. There was just a lot of, there was more stress on there than it should have been, I guess. So with that, I'm not going to go too much more into it. It really affected my mental health. Like I really struggled, and that's what I told Veronica, and that's why we had such sporadic episodes while I was there, was because I just could not get myself together. There were times where I did not have the motivation to look up a case and make notes and or write about a base or, you know, whatever it was that I was needing to do for that episode. I just didn't want to do it. I wasn't excited to do it anymore. And it wasn't the fact that I didn't love it. It was just the fact that it was more work that I had to do. You know what I mean? I'm already going through the full effing day with kindergartners who are so cute, but also crazy. And just the stress of everything else on top of it. And just, I was not in a good place for a while. I just really was not happy. I tried. I really did. I tried to pull through, and even when we would record, I would then still put it off to edit and post the episode. And it's because it took a lot out of me to do all those things. I'm going to apologize right now in case I do get emotional at any point. That is me, and that is what I do. I'm an emotional roller coaster. I could not even be emotional about something, and then I will say something, and it triggers myself and I just get sad. So apologies in advance, even though it's not super advanced anymore. Anyway, I had a hard time. I just didn't want to do any of the things anymore. I would get off of work, I would come home, and I literally would just sit, and I would sit, and I would sit, and I would scroll, and that's it. I didn't want to do anything. I would sit and scroll until it was dinner time and then start the whole day all over again. You know what I mean? Like just a constant routine. And I just didn't want to do anything else. Even when the weekend came, I'm like, oh, I get like a break and I can just chill out. That's all I wanted to do was just constantly chill instead of like going and enjoying the island. Now we did go to the beach and stuff, but I did not enjoy it as much as I could have just because I just was in this state of constant ick. That's all I can describe it as. It's just a constant ick. I was fighting with myself. You know what I mean? Like just fighting. Yeah. So the school year of 2022 to 2023 was really just, it was rough. It was rough for me mentally. I might have put more pressure on myself than really needed to. That happens. I do it. I really strive to be really good at what I do. I beat myself up a lot when I'm not good at something and somebody else is doing something better. I am competitive, but like I'm not trying to be like that. But it's like I have all these great creative ideas. So, you know, when you're an aide, we have bulletin boards and we got to decorate them for every month, every holiday, you know, that type of thing. And so most of the time, like my teacher had ideas of what she wanted and then she would send them to me and that's what we would, you know, I would kind of work off of that. I have these like ideas in my head of what I really want it to look like, but but then when I do it, it's not what I wanted. Like, it doesn't look good. And so I'd have to like get somebody else. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what the freak I'm doing here. Can you help me? You know, type of stuff. And it's stuff like that, that I would allow my brain to overthink and overdo and stress myself out for literally no reason at all. We had so many times that after doing our bulletin boards that other staff members would come by and take pictures with. And it just like, you know, that's when I'd be like, Jen, look, you did that. You did a good thing. They like it. They're taking pictures with it. Come on. So I need to like chill out. But that's just my brain. That's how it works. And I stress myself out for almost like no reason at all. And that's that. I honestly don't even know where I was going with this anymore, guys. I'm so sorry. This literally is my brain. Like ADHD for real. It's real. But anyway, to kind of just move on from that, that's where I was like just stressed out from everything. It's just everything. I let everything build up. I didn't really ask for help. I didn't really have an outlet to talk to, or I didn't feel like I did. I loved the people I worked with, especially the other aides too, but I kind of always felt like I was like a black sheep. I hadn't been there as long as the others, sometimes I don't really know what I'm doing, and I don't know. And my lunch was always the last lunch, which sucked, and I was usually alone. Sometimes the other aide that had the same lunch as me would be there too. Which it wasn't always terrible, like eating on your own, because it's kind of like calming. I needed that. I needed a break. But like, dude, my lunch was at like 12 sometimes. It was insane. Like I was starving. I do miss it though. I miss the community and the group and the people I worked for. The teacher I worked for was just awesome. Like I don't know. I felt loved by her, especially. I did. She always did make me feel very, very good, very welcomed, always, you know, not like a bother or anything, you know. She always wanted to include me and stuff. And because I'd be like, no, it's okay. Like, I don't need to go in there and get the food. She's like, no, you're fine. Just go. Like, everything's good here. Just go. Go get the food. Go eat. Whatever. And so I do miss that. I miss it. But I don't really miss working at the school. Not really. Sorry, guys, if you're listening, anyone I worked with. It's not anything more than just like the stress that I had with it. I think that's more of it. It's just the stress that I relate with it. But everything I learned from it and the friends that I made through it too, you know, we're kind of like lifelong friends, you know. Be kind of funny to go back to Guam and be able to see some, you know, the people I worked with. Because a lot of the people, the teachers and stuff that work there are locals. And, you know, so they're going to be there. And if I ever got the chance to go, it would be really cool to see them again. But anyway, moving on. So we got orders to a place we were supposed to go to, Washington, D.C., and I was really excited because I was like, oh, cool, East Coast. We've never been to the East Coast before. This is going to be awesome. And so here I am like looking up a whole bunch of places and like where to live and all this stuff, you know. It what you do when you get soft orders. So not hard orders, no paper, not fully official, but that's where you're going to go, you think. And then one day I'm at work and I get a phone call and I was like, oh God, it's my husband. He never calls me. So when he does, I'm like, oh God, what is happening? And I'm just like, I look at my teacher. I'm like, can I take this real quick? I'll be right back. And she's like, of course. Yeah. He calls me and he tells me that we're no longer moving to Washington, D.C. because somebody of some sort was like, hey, yeah, I need you at this place instead in Texas. I need you here. So basically been voluntold to go here. Because he's like, he gave me an option, like, you know, did you want to take it? But it was like, you know, in the military, it's like, you take it. There's no questioning. They tell you, like, you have an option. You don't. You've been told. You have been told and you take it and that's that. So just kind of derailed that. But it turned out, you know, I mean, it is what it is, you know. I don't really have a choice. I go wherever he goes. except for Turkey, I can't go there. But thankfully, my husband hasn't gone there. And hopefully, we'll not have to. Because you guys, we are literally 3 years away from retirement. I'm freaking out. I am freaking out. I'm not old enough for this yet. I'm not old enough to be out on the real world of everybody else. I'm not ready. And I don't know that I'll ever be ready. But here we are. So we're still in Guam. And guess what hit in May? Yeah. What they want to call Category 4, but we know it is Category 5 typhoon. Typhoon Mawar freaking hit 2 days after we got packed out. Like, thank God we got packed out. All of our stuff was gone. And we had just rental furniture from wherever. FMO, TMO, fucking, I hate acronyms. I'm the worst. Anyways, so that typhoon hit. It was insane. We were literally watching a movie, keeping ourselves busy because, the storm was already starting to roll in. Anderson is at the very top north end of Guam. And when we first were hearing about it, yes, it was supposed to hit up there. And then as it moved along, it was actually shifting more south. So we're like, okay, we're going to get hit, but it won't be, it won't be as hard. And then nobody told us, and obviously we couldn't get any information because the power went out, but we're sitting there. We were one of the last people that still had power on base, and it was like 2 p.m. on a Wednesday, and all of a sudden everything went out. We were done. The wind started to pick up. We already had the shutters closed and everything. That was something that had to be done like days before. And then housing came around and checked them and all that stuff. So then people were parking their cars and other carports and whatnot, just to protect themselves and everything. So, as one does, you continue to look outside through doors, watching the storm as it blows in and whatnot. I will tell you guys, it was a freaking experience. It was insane. We have one window in our bathroom, this tiny little window that slide open, and we would open that up and I would film videos of the outside as the wind started to pick up, and it was insane. We had a palm tree right outside of that window, and at one point you could literally see the ground. It looked like it had a heartbeat because that palm tree was moving so hard that it was pulling up the roots and everything. Underground. It was nuts, and it got worse, and it got really worse. We got hit really hard. It decided to shift up north. The whole island was hit by it, but I swear, like, we got hit really hard. So, like, the eye of the hurricane typhoon was in between where we were and the island of Rota. And so we did not get a single break from this typhoon. Like, if you get hit by the eye, at least like it kind of calms down as the eye is going over you. But no, we didn't get that. Nope. We got the entirety of the strong winds, coming through and hitting us. It was absolutely insane. And it lasted until, I don't even know, through the early morning, like 2-3 a.m. maybe. I finally fell asleep, which was great, but like the power was out to that day, and we luckily like tried to make a bunch of like sandwiches and stuff ahead of time and put them in lunch boxes with cold packs and things like that, and just trying to prepare ourselves, which you just cannot. Like, it's crazy. And I will say, like, I'm not trying to like sound like I had it horrible, because we were literally lucky enough to live on base where things get done pretty quickly. So once everything was settled, we were able to get our power restored back in a couple days. So we were only without power for a few days. Now, there's literally people that are out there even military members and such that were renting like off base that had no power for over 30 days. Like, it was crazy. And so I'm grateful that we lived on base, so we didn't have to, you know, go through all that, because people's stuff, because there were so many things that got ruined because of it, because of the moisture. You know, obviously you can't have air conditioning, so nothing is getting dried out. It's everything is molding. It's just crazy. And yeah, so but because of that too, we were able to open up, you know, our house and be like, hey, I don't have lights yet, but I have running water, and come take a shower. And it's not going to be warm, but at least, you know, you can at least take a shower, get some water, you know, things like that. Because that was also an issue, was the water went out. And I could go on and on. There was just so many things that we went through with it. It was crazy. But yeah, that was like right before we were moving. They moved us. Oh, no, they didn't move us back. We were already slotted to leave in July. They were trying to make us take the rotator, and I was like, no, no. I've had enough. I've been through a typhoon. So school got shut down. We were hoping that maybe we would get to go back, but that was not the case. We gathered up all the like supplies and stuff for the kids, and we bagged them up and we took them to the gym where we had an open time for people to come in and get their stuff and say goodbye and stuff. So that was nice to be able to see them before I left, because I will never see them again. And it's so weird to me to think, you know, I've seen these like little tiny faces and now I will never see them grow up, you know, because like, I don't know if you've ever worked in a school around kids. It's like, I don't know. They become kind of like your own kids. And it's just like with like your own, you know, with your close friends, and you grow up, you know, you get to see those sweet faces grow into like older kids and teenagers and adults. And to think these kids that I was just like so close with now, and I will never see them again. Or maybe I will, you never know, because, you know, life is weird that way. But they would probably never remember me because they were in kindergarten and 5 years old. I don't know that I would remember somebody like that. Anyways, so yeah, so we went through a typhoon, and then we finally moved back stateside. We went on like a really cool road trip to our new duty station. Got to see, you know, family. First landed in Arizona and got to see my family, my brother, my sister-in-law, and my dad and my stepmom and cousins and aunt and uncle. Actually, it was a really good time. Now that I, you know, when you think back on it, it's like, oh, it was so nice to be able to get together like that. And then we went on this road trip where we got to stop and see friends on the way in New Mexico. Got to see, but Dave got to see an old coworker that it was so funny that we knew him from when we were stationed at McConnell, and then he got stationed in Guam, and then we saw him on our journey through New Mexico. It's just crazy. And then Colorado, we got to see our friends that we had in from Kansas, and made our way through to Illinois, where my husband's from, and got to spend time with family there, and down into Missouri, and then up into Missouri, and saw our good friends. Got to see Lindsay and her family, which is just, it's crazy to think like 3 years or more had passed, and I, you know, like how much kids change in that time. It's so crazy. So that was really exciting to get back together there. And then, making my way down to, oh God, sorry guys, not going to go that route because I, which like leads me into a roundabout. One really awesome thing that we were doing in Guam was we would go to the karaoke bar. Now this karaoke bar was so awesome. They had two private rooms that you could rent out where no one else could hear you. You literally was just with your group. You got to bring food. So we would go eat, and then we would pack up that food and bring it with us. And they would come check on you if you wanted a drink and all that stuff. And, oh, it was so much fun. But towards the end, because that was kind of our thing, was we would like to go, the girls would go karaokeing. But because of the typhoon and everything being shut down from that, we couldn't go karaokeing somewhere. So instead, because my house was basically empty, my friends would bring over their karaoke machine and we would hook up to my projector and the very small amount of Wi-Fi that would be working at the time, and karaoke in my living room. And it was a good time. It was a really good time. I miss that. It was super fun. Anyway, so going back to moving. Yeah. So we moved to Texas. That's where we are. We're back stateside, just skirting through until retirement. And it's kind of crazy to think that we're already at this point. Gosh, like thinking back on when we started this podcast and now it's like, now I'm here. Like it's kind of crazy. So, yeah, that's kind of like my life update on everything that's been going on and why we've been very silent for so long and how things are kind of just, you know, we're just kind of just going through the motions instead of like really thriving. We were just surviving. That's what I see it as. I was just surviving. I wasn't living my best life like I wanted to, like I tried to. It was hard. But I have wonderful friends. I have a great community and I know I can always like call them and talk to them about things or send Marco Polos. Listen, Marco Polo is like the best thing ever. And I'm so glad I got back onto it because it's seriously, when you don't have a chance to like actually talk face to face with somebody or like video chat with them in real time, it's amazing. And I love it. I love it so much. I listen to, so if anyone sends me one, usually like in like the evening time or something, I won't listen to it until the next day in the morning. So it's like once everyone leaves, yeah, because the struggle is real. I still don't have a job. Okay, guys, don't judge me. I have been trying. Okay, that's for another episode. We'll get into that. I have been trying, but it's not easy. I will literally sit there and listen to all of everybody's podcasts, basically, Marco Polo's, and catch myself up on it, and then I respond back. Literally, I feel like it takes up most of my morning when I do that. And I'm not mad about it because it's awesome. It's the best. And I love it. And all my friends, if you're listening, just keep them coming because I can't get enough. And they help. They really do. I like knowing about your life and anything else you want to tell me. Just like I'm doing on this podcast, I'm just literally telling you anything that wants to fall out of my mouth. You're welcome. So I don't know. I don't know what's to come of this podcast. I don't know what we're going to do. We're just going to have fun along the way. Maybe I'll bring you some more military content of true crime or maybe I'll bring you content on military things. I'm definitely going to tell you about things that bug me and annoy me. Military related probably because that's a lot of my life. But yeah, we're just going to try to keep this going. As best as I can. So if you know from a previous episode that I did with our good friend Dan, he gave us insight into OSI and all that. He actually reached out recently again because we were always like, ever since we recorded that one, we always talked about, oh, we got to do another one and do like another, you know, like update and stuff and like, and then we got to have your wife Tab on it too, of course. I freaking love Tab. She'd be hilarious on this. You guys would love her. But some things happened that kind of hindered that next episode. So we are bringing it back though. Unfortunately, we do not live in the same area because Tab is selfish and does not want to live next to me anymore. No, I'm just kidding. You know, it's the military life. Like, that's just is. It is what it is. That's the military life. You make wonderful freaking friendships, and then they rip you guys apart. But luckily enough, you make really good friendships and you have friends everywhere, all over the place. And it's just, you're just lucky enough to have such wonderful people in your life that you never would have like met had it not been for the military, you know? It's just, it's wild to me to think about. But anyways, so we're going to get that going. We do have a plan for a updated episode with my secret squirrel, Dan, who, bless him, because he's the one who keeps sharing his episode. Yes, I call it his because it literally, he stole the show. He really did. But he's like such a good, he's, Tab, seriously, if you listen to this, your husband is amazing. He is like such a cheerleader. He loves anything that can get voices out, that you can speak up about things and learn new things and, you know, just have a voice. And he's always one to share that episode with new people, anyone that he thinks like is worthy to hear that episode and whatnot. So I don't think I could be any more grateful for that. And he's the reason why I am now getting my act together and getting this back going and getting it started up again. And hopefully soon everything will line up where Veronica can come back too, because we're like the dynamic duo and we have the best stuff together, and you never know what kind of shit's going to fall out of her mouth, and it just gets wild. So wild. But yeah, so until then, that is what is happening. Thank you for listening to my rambling about my life in these last couple years and things. And don't give up on your dreams. Keep going. Keep working hard. Like, and if you're struggling, reach out. You can reach out to me because I will listen to you. I will tell you, I'm a really good listener. I know I talk a lot, but I'm also really good at being quiet and listening, and also not doing the spouse advice of like always trying to fix it. No, no, no. We don't do that here. We listen. I love my husband. So that's in the works. So we're going to have this, and who knows when I decide to put this out, maybe next week, which would be the week of the something, February something, the week of the 19th, possibly. We'll see. But anyways, with that, I leave you. Just keep on keeping on, and don't let mental health get in your way, because it is a bitch and she ain't very nice. But reach out to anyone, reach out to your friends, get therapy if you need to. That's always a great option. Just do whatever you can, but don't stop being amazing. And I hope you have a wonderful week and all things in between. And I know that wherever you go, there you are. Oh, it's so sad with only by myself. Goodbye.